of assistance were able to help deliver the child. A 000 ambulance operator was able to guide everyone there safely to deliver the child. Paramedics were on the scene shortly afterwards to take the family to hospital for checkups.
And a Brisbane-based travel company, Corporate Travel Management, is embroiled in a $100 million overcharging scandal. The Australian travel giant arranges business trips globally with clients ranging from Australian parliamentarians to large national enterprises. They also ran UK government accommodation programs for refugees fleeing countries like Ukraine and Afghanistan, and in the 2021 Corporate Travel Management were contracted to find 1.4 million nights of accommodation across around 60 hotels in the UK. However, the company is now under scrutiny after an investigation found that they had been invoicing the government for more rooms than the actual number of rooms in some hotels they managed. They also found the company was double billing the UK government for accommodation during the refugee program and charging the UK government for exclusively in securing a hotel where that exclusivity did not actually exist.
In national news, authorities and station owners in Western Australia's north have been battling at least seven suspiciously lit bushfires this week, threatening lives, animals, and infrastructure. Barnhill station owner Janice Bell said she received phone calls on Wednesday morning from truck drivers on the highway, alerting her to multiple flare-ups. Barnhill Station is situated within a broader Thangu Station, also run by Miss Bells, spanning roughly 450,000 acres. She discovered three fires had been suspiciously lit at 20-kilometer intervals. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services issued a Watch and Act alert for residents and travelers on Wednesday, but the fires have since been brought under control. Police have offered a $25,000 reward for information that leads to conviction of the arsonist.
And the Great Barrier Reef, coined as the largest coral system, has suffered six mass bleaching events between 2016 and 2025, due in part to the ocean's warming temperatures. However, earlier this year, a monsoon brought our mass coral ecosystem a reprieve from coral bleaching, which is an integral step to its recovery from recent climate-induced events. Reports that the rainy season brought both increased cloud coverage and reduced sea temperatures, limiting the severity and extent of bleaching during the recent summer season, were outlined by conservationists in their newest annual report by the Australian Institute of Marine Science. Coral coverage has been reported to grow across two out of three regions of the reef, with a massive 16.7% increase in the northern region and a growth of 10.2% in the central region compared to last year. In total, out of the 121 coral reefs surveyed, 106 displayed moderate to high coral cover, and only three had less than 10% of coral coverage. Although the reef is showing resilience, professionals state that its capacity to recover is still limited.
In international news, Romania has shut down its only nuclear power station due to extremely low water levels of the Danube River as a result of a heat wave. The Cernavoda power plant generates 20% of the country's electricity and is not expected to be reactivated before 10 days have passed. Romanian authorities had attempted to improve the flow of the river into the reactor for cooling by sink rock lading barges into the river and raising the water level early this week.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on our social media channels or head to 4zzz.org.au.